Glimpses into the Hallways of Heaven by Laura Densmore. Acknowledgements. To Jana, who believed in me, who encouraged me, and who supported me to take the first steps in this new venture, thank you for putting sunlight, love, water, and fertilizer on this late bloomer. To Pastor Timothy, who encouraged me to take a step in faith and then see what God will do. To Sarah, who inspired, motivated, and encouraged me and gave practical, nuts and bolts help and assistance in editing, formatting, and publishing. Thank you for being like a midwife and helping me to birth this baby. To my daughter, Kate, who is such a picture of commitment, perseverance, and who stands in faith toward God. To my granddaughter, Courtney, and grandson, Caleb, you inspire me and motivate me to press on, persevere, to never give up, and to keep on growing. May your adventure, Nana, take you on many more adventures. To my son, Nathan, and his precious wife, Sandra, thank you for encouraging me to innovate, create, and think outside the box. To my son, Sean, and his precious wife, Rosa, I so appreciate your kind, gracious, and loving hearts. To my grandson, Jacob, I love your humor, love for life, and learning and adventure. To Yeshua, my Messiah, my King, my Redeemer, my betrothed, I can't wait to see you face to face. Book summary. One way that God communicates with his people is through dreams and visions. Joseph received dreams from the Lord about his future destiny. Ezekiel received a vision of living creatures with living wheels that had four faces. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar what his dream was and also gave the interpretation of the dream. The disciple John, while isolated on the island of Patmos, heard the words, "Come up here," from the Spirit. He was translated to a heavenly realm, where he received the sweeping panorama of visions concerning the end of days. In this audiobook are a series of visions received over the past 15 years. At the time each vision was received, it was meant for me personally to apply in my own spiritual walk. Each one deeply impacted me and was unforgettable and life-changing. Virtually every vision came with scripture to ground it in the Word of God. There is a kingdom principle that can be gleaned from each vision, as well as a practical life application. I pray that in sharing these visions with you, that you get a glimpse into the hallways of heaven, and that they impact you in a profound way to have a closer walk with Jesus, our Messiah. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4-6. Chapter 1, Plowing the Rows. In the spirit, I saw myself driving a big tractor. I was very focused on plowing straight rows. I would come to the end of a row, turn the tractor around, and then start the next row, turn around, then start the next row. I have been doing this a very long time, 6 years. It had become rote, mechanical, almost mindless work. Then, all of a sudden, the tractor broke down. I fell off the tractor and landed in a swamp. I'm covered in slime and goo. It's quicksand, and it is quickly sucking me down. Then I see Jesus, and he approaches me and throws me a rope and begins pulling me out of the quicksand. I rise to stand up, and he leads me to the edge of the swamp. I am covered in swamp slime. "Now what, Lord?" "Be still. Wait. Let me clean you up." I am so ashamed. I have been plowing rows all this time in a swamp. Jesus, forgive me. I repent in ashes and dust. He encourages me and says, you see that big, beautiful field over there? It's white for harvest. You will get to work in that field soon. You have a big crop coming. Just continue to wait on me. Let me clean you up, and then you can go in that other field over there. Kingdom principle. Sometimes we can start out on the new venture, task, or project, and the Lord leads us there. But then we can sometimes fall into autopilot mode, and we stop asking and seeking and inquiring of the Lord, do you still want me here doing this? When we don't ask anymore, then our efforts may become fruitless, like plowing furrows in a swamp. Keep inquiring, asking, and seeking of the Lord daily, even hourly.